get it really right. But
well, you know, when Rob got his first trailer, he was over on the dark side.
Yeah, I'd never been there.
That's right.
It's true. It's true. I was 85. That's true.
Yeah, but it was also like 10 years ago or whatever, right? So
98, yes. Yeah, 11 years. However, it was the biggest one they made, so.
There you go.
I did a 34-footer as the first. But yeah, just like Colin said, research. You know, you got RJ's site out there, vintageearsham.com, and just look at the models and narrow it down to what your needs are and then start looking from there.
Well, back in October, Mark writes, Mark from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Punxsutawney.
Punxsutawney.
Or actually, the locals call it Punxsy.
Punxsy?
It's right next to.
You know where that is, Tim?
Worcester.
Worcester.
Well, you know what that's famous for, Tim, right?
Pete's Dragon? That's.
Oh.
That's what it reminds me of.
There's February 2nd, what comes out to see a shadow?
Yeah, the groundhog.
Yeah, that's where it is.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Oh, all right.
Oddly enough, I bought a 53 Flying Cloud there.
Well, Mark may have courtesy
of Mark.
Mark may have bought a 71 Globetrotter because he writes about it. He says the entry door on his 71 Globetrotter does not fit snugly at the top or the bottom of the door. It's mounted on the trailer in a suicide arrangement, and I do believe this door has committed suicide more than once. It has not been fitting properly for years. The door needs to be bent inward on the top and bottom to make it fit properly. It has a nice, sturdy-looking cast frame. I was wondering, what is the best method for banging this door about a half inch inward on the top and bottom? Is there any danger of cracking the cast frame when doing this? Thanks for the great show, Mark.
Well, I guess he's exactly right there. That's a cast frame, a door frame era. And it's quite a long era, of course, because it goes from 64, I guess. Yeah, I think it's 64. They start 64, 65. Anyway, yeah, I've seen an assortment of them that were broken. And typically they would break right at the area where the striker goes through. But you got to be very careful trying to straighten those. It is possible, but it's tough.
Okay, that doesn't tell us much. What kind of stuff? I mean, how do you do it?
With a 2x4.
The 2x4 in the door?
Yeah, and just you know, somebody at the top holding it and somebody at the bottom, and you just keep trying to tweak it. But, you know, because it's cast, it's hard. One possibility, too, is you can drill off the inside skin to allow things to relieve a little bit. That might be a little bit better.
Okay, so you drill off the inside skin and put a 2x4 and have someone push on it from the outside. Now, while they're pushing, do you try and put the inside skin back on to hold it, or
No. You bend it back to get it back to the shape. Basically, you put the 2x4 basically very near the where the striker is, or somewhere in that vicinity, and then you have somebody holding the bottom, and you push on the top, and vice versa, to try and create a new bow in it. Because what's happened is when the door flies open numerous times, it's actually, being a curved door, it's starting to straighten out.
No, you're pointing out this is a cast door. What? Cast frame, what's the difference? What if it wasn't a cast frame, what would it be, and why is it important?
Well, back in the 50s and early 60s, they were formed doors. So the door itself, the door frame, was made out of a formed Z section, where the cast ones, it's a complete cast frame, and it's got a skin on the outside and skin on the inside. So if you drill off both skins, it's just a giant aluminum frame. And now in these ones, the door jamb is also cast.